This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, evangelist Luis Palau moves to hospice care and declines further treatment. That story right after this short message.
Our nation needs highly skilled teachers, now more than ever. So at Liberty University, we're making world-class teacher training as accessible and affordable as possible. Become a licensed teacher in one of the nation's only 100% online Bachelor of Education programs for as low as $182 per credit hour. Our transfer-friendly program covers the cost of your learning materials and prepares you to thrive, both inside the classroom and out. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
Evangelist Luis Palau is known as the Billy Graham of Latin America and has been proclaiming the gospel for decades, seeing millions respond to Jesus through his ministry. In 2017, the Argentinian evangelist was diagnosed with terminal lung cancer, but in recent weeks he has taken a turn for the worst. He is currently receiving hospice care. In a post on Luis Palau's Facebook page, his son Andrew wrote an update on his father's health. Dear friends, you may have heard that Dad is not doing so well. He has been fighting lung cancer for more than 3 years. For most of that time, he has felt great. It has been a blessing. Sadly, at the beginning of the year, that changed, and Dad took a turn for the worst. He spent 2 weeks in the hospital in January dealing with heart and lung issues. Although the doctors thought they had stabilized his condition and were happy to send him home, he returned to the hospital on Friday, February 19th. After meeting with doctors, the decision was made to stop all treatment and start on hospice care. All the medications and treatments were proving to be too much for his body to handle. Last Tuesday, Dad returned home where he can rest, be more comfortable, and spend time with family. We don't know exactly how much time we have left with Dad, but the end seems near. He is in good spirits and not in pain. We know this is probably hard for you to hear. Please know that the entire family is so thankful for your encouragement, prayers, and friendship. And if you want to send a note of encouragement, please don't hesitate. You can write a comment on Facebook or send it to info@palau.org. We're taking as much time as possible with Dad each day to read the emails and notes we receive. Thank you for your love and prayers. We are all at peace. We serve a good God who loves us beyond compare. Dad is pushing hard to the finish line. Just to see each of his grandkids is his final heart's desire. The Lord knows his actual timing, and Dad keeps reminding us in these last few days, as for God, his way is perfect. Palau once said in an interview that trust in the word of God and rejoice in him every day, and find opportunity to share the gospel. If you can walk with God and proclaim the good news, that's the greatest legacy. As evangelist Luis Palau is nearing the end of his race, we know that he will be welcomed into the arms of Christ and hear, well done. Please pray for Luis and his family as he is crossing his finish line. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.